Check one. 76. 42.
Perfect. Have you been practicing your football calls?
Yeah.
Good.
In case I get called up to the show.
Called up to the show.
You never know when the Vikings are going to call.
That's true. I bet you're on their radar too, Jerick. So.
I don't know why I wouldn't be. I mean.
All right.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 245.
This is a podcast where two drunken black belts play retro games for your amusement. I am black belt number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am black belt number two. My name is Earl. And this week, revelers.
Everybody was kung fu.
Yes, that is right. Everybody will be kung fu fighting this week as we play Kung Fu Heroes on the NES. Should be pretty sweet. I've played this game before, but like never like given it a chance, really. So
I don't think I've ever played it.
I haven't. I have it somewhere over there, but
no.
So we would have gotten to this one eventually.
We would have.
Yep. But yeah, well, Kung Fu Heroes.
If we
Heroes.
Go long enough, we'll get to every game eventually.
Well, that is correct. That is correct.
It will take a long time.
It will.
700.
There's 700 NES games alone, you know, plus like.
By the time we get through all those, like Xbox 360 will be retro.
Right. And then, but then if Xbox 360 is retro, then GameCube is, or Xbox 360, I guess. Yeah. Like, OG Xbox will be yeah. like, that pretty much is retro now. Yeah. Anyway, before we get to Kung Fu Heroes, though, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's good. It's been 2 weeks now since we've recorded.
It has, and I just want to point out that the Revelers didn't even know we took a week off because we had we had one in the bank because I was lazy for a while.
True.
But we still managed to release an episode even though we took a week off, so that's exciting. Anyway, so how have you been?
I've been pretty good. Yesterday was a little crazy at the old household here. We had a bit of a plumbing fiasco while I was at the hospital, x-raying people. I'll get a phone call that our pipe had, I couldn't make out what was happening. Abby was talking
frantic.
Very fast and to be fair, I also did not have the best, like, it was cutting in and out kind of too on my cell phone because I was like in the middle of the hospital.
right
where we don't have like windows or access to the outside world.
Right.
It's like I'm in there for 8 hours a day and I have no idea what the outside world looks like until I get off at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
A pipe kind of broke in our bathroom and was spraying water flooding
sucks.
Our bathroom and like our basement and by the time I got home, Abby had figured out how to just shut off all the water to the house and had vacuumed up most of the water with a wet dry vac.
So the lesson learned here is always know where your water shut off is.
Yes, that is the lesson. Know where the water shut off. If you buy a house, make sure you know how to shut off all the water to your house really quickly.
Really fast. Yep.
So that if water starts pouring throughout your house, you can just turn it all off, leave it off until you call a professional plumber.
Yes. Well, that sucks. Sorry that happened to you guys. Yep. That's
but so we're okay for now. We called the plumber and he came over and got us all fixed up.
Excellent. But, excellent.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, everything's been good.
Just
x-raying it up
nice,
at the hospital.
Nice.
Doing some schoolwork. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all the same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Nice. Nice. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I took a little vacation last week. You know, and not like I didn't fly anywhere or anything, but like, Kat and I, we we rented a cabin up in Bayfield, Wisconsin, an Airbnb, and we went just to have a little weekend away. It was pretty fun. You know, there's not a ton to do. You know, we found some state parks and hiked around and stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't really interact with any people or anything. But
you don't want to interact with Wisconsinites,
you know, who are, yeah, I don't know. It was a little scary because we were in Wisconsin, but, but yeah, I don't know. It was super fun. We were in Bayfield, Wisconsin, which is near the Apostle Islands, and Madeline Island is like the main Apostle Island. And it just so happened we were there. The Saturday that we were there was the first day that the ferry was running from Bayfield to Madeline Island. And it was super cool because like the day before they had taken a icebreaker boat and broke a path through all the ice on Lake Superior. And we just got in this ferry and just like we crunched right across the ice. It was really quite weird,
were there a lot of people on this ferry?
It wasn't a huge ferry, you know,
right. It's the first time it's open. Everyone's like, let's go.
I don't think it was quite there yet. There was a lineup of people though. Like I would say there was like, I think our boat there was filled to the max with cars, which I think was like probably 10 or 15 cars. Like it wasn't a lot of cars, maybe only 9. I think there might've been 3 rows of 3, but maybe more than that. I don't really know. But
did you take your car over there?
Yeah, we drove. Okay. And just drove the car right on the boat. And then when we're on the boat, you know, you could get out and just stand at the edge. And I took some cool videos of like crunching across the ice, and I don't know. So that was pretty cool. But it was good to get away for a little bit. And
yeah,
I don't know. That's what I did. Had a good little vacay. So
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was nice to get out of the city for a minute and just, I don't know, have a little time away. So, but tell the revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met, which is now 2 weeks ago?
I know. Since we last met, I think so. If we had recorded last week, I don't think I've played anything this week.
Okay. Well, honestly, what have you played though?
I finished Super Mario 3D World.
Oh, you did. I haven't even done that yet. Did you start Bowser's Fury or?
No.
No. Okay. It's different. It's a completely different game. I mean, yeah. It's, well, I mean, it uses the same mechanics, I think, but
right.
But it's like an open world. Yeah, it's like a big, there's like a big open world, and it's like a good 6 hours long, I'm told. So, I don't know. I'm kind of excited to try it. I haven't got to it yet, but anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. Beat that. You know, it's fine. I don't know.
I like it. I don't know. Not your thing though, right?
It's fine. It's
a little
Mario
easy.
Games go, it's not, you know, high up on my list of Mario games.
Yeah.
There's not
a ton of challenge really. It's just clever. Like I just like some of the
level design.
Yeah.
Kind of cool and clever at times and whatnot, but I don't know if it was just I did the same thing in What was the one that came out before, like
Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe?
Oh yeah, the like side scrolling one.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you can play as the other characters, but I play through the whole game just as Mario. Like same in Super Mario 3D World, I never played as any of the other characters.
Oh, I tried them each out once. I tried them each out once, and then I just was Mario the whole time. Like yeah. But they do have different mechanics.
I assume they have, like, you know, like
Peach,
Luigi, I assume, has his high jumping.
Yep, and Peach
like,
can float,
thing,
and
Peach
Toad
can
is the strong one, you know?
Right.
I
assume those are their, standard, you know?
Yeah, they're the archetypes, standard archetypes for their Mario characters.
But I just played as Mario the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. The end is, I was kind of.
Did you see where I got confused?
The castle.
Yeah,
world
like
or whatever,
I thought
right?
you like beat level 7 and then you go to the castle world. Yeah, which I thought I had beaten the game and then
I mean, then
didn't.
There's just like one more world after that. You go to like Bowser's like I don't know, a weird like casino world or something.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's very flashy and there's like disco lights and neon.
Yeah. That's where that's I am, the, I think.
Okay, that's the final word.
Oh, okay, okay. So I'm like super close. I mean, I guess
after you beat that, then it takes you back to the main menu, and you can go back into it, and there's like kind of like the Star Worlds or something.
Ah, okay, okay. Cool, cool.
Yeah, but I didn't play any of those. I just right. I played through and, you know, beat Bowser in the end and whatnot, and then called it a day.
Called it a day. But, nice, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It all works and stuff. It's just, yeah, sometimes the it's perspective just,
yeah, the challenge is that it's frustrating. It's not hard, you know,
it's
like
just frustrating sometimes because of the yeah perspective and the controlling around that environment.
Yeah, it's like you seems, think you're gonna jump on a guy, but then he just kills you. Yeah, you know,
or
like,
I think I'm gonna jump on a platform, but turns out I'm not actually like above that platform.
Yeah, and then like, you just jump off the edge or something. Yeah,
yep. Yeah. Yeah, I fell off lots of edges just yeah. because of I couldn't tell where the hell I what
where and like
my
sometimes
exact positioning was
and
in the world.
Like sometimes when you jump on a guy and you do hit him, you don't know which way you're gonna bounce off. Like,
yeah,
it seemed weird. Like yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. Good game, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, what about you?
Me? Well, you know, I've been playing Smash. I've been playing Animal Crossing. However, I also played. So you were talking about Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible right. Lair, and I had downloaded the original Yooka-Laylee a while ago. It is thinking it was this other game that I played this week. So I have now played through a game called Yoku's Island Express.
Oh yeah, I thought you had played that.
Yeah, which is. It's a pinball Metroidvania, which sounds so freaking bonkers, but man, is it fun. Have you played it?
Of that game? No, but I know of it, and I knew that that's what it was.
Yeah, it's...
I've heard good things about it. I've just never actually...
I would highly recommend it. I've beat it. It's actually way shorter than I thought it was going to be. Like, it was a... Ori situation where all of a sudden it was just over and I was like, what? That's it? But then there's a bunch of post-game stuff. You know, you got to go get all the stuff. So I'm like, I think I'm around 80% complete right now, but I still am only like probably 7 or 8 hours in, you know? So like, and I don't have that much more to collect. So, but it's super fun. Like it's pinball, but it's a Metroidvania. Like it's just this bonkers concept, but it's packed full of charm. I don't know. I recommend checking it out if you have the opportunity. Very fun though. So yeah, so that's what I did. I kind of played through that and beat it, and of course more Slay the Spire like always. I am just so obsessed with that game. It's just too much fun. Like I just love that card style. Like you're just playing cards, building your deck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's what I've been doing. But
nice.
But this week, Jerick, we are going to be playing Kung Fu Heroes on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We can try.
Oh, we got Mr. Yanni McYonerson over here. What are you going to play some smooth jazz for us, bro?
Yeah.
Or?
All right. Fall asleep the second we're done here.
Yikes.
Right here in this chair.
Did you work super early this morning?
Yeah.
Yep.
And yesterday, 2 days in a row.
Ah, I see. Well, let's move on to our three questions here. So what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Ready.
Also, little caveat here. Not a lot of info out there about this game. So we have one question about the game and two questions about Kung Fu Master Bruce Lee. So this will be Kung Fu Heroes, one question, and then we're doing Bruce Lee facts. So here we go. We're going to start with the question about the game. So here we go. Question number one, Kung Fu Heroes, NES. Here we go. What key feature of the game was not mentioned anywhere in the manual, making it extremely difficult to progress this in this game when it was first released? Like now you could just look it up, but like when it was first released and you had to read the manual, what was omitted that you kind of needed to know?
Is it like a certain attack you can do or something that
I'm going to give you one of each there.
Like, you can do some kind of like special you like can, kick. Yeah, or
you can do
right?
the master kick or something they call it. The miracle kick. Or miracle kick, yeah. But no, that's not quite it. You're okay. Close though.
You can pick up weapons and use them.
Well, and that's it. They did not tell you how to equip the sword. They tell you that you can find a sword. But they fail to tell the player how to actually equip it and use it. And some enemies can only be killed with the sword. So this was a particularly glaring omission. Like, you have to like hold A and B and then press a direction in order to equip it, which is not super intuitive. And I don't know. So they just didn't put it in the manual. They told you that you can get a sword, like, but didn't tell you how to use it. So, okay, now it's time for Bruce Lee facts. Are you ready, Drake?
All right.
I'm gonna give you 0.5 on that first one, because okay. You like sort of got it. Okay, here we go. Question number two: Bruce Lee was not only a kung fu master, but he was also a master in what performance art?
What performance art?
What performance art?
Well, I mean, there was a form of like martial arts. Jeet Kune Do,
for? Is like his own his form of martial arts, but that is not what I'm looking for. That is not what I'm looking for. Like, I'm not martial arts, performance art. That's supposed to be a hint for you.
He was a dancer.
That is correct, Jurek. That is correct. It is dancing. He won the 1958 Hong Kong Cha-Cha Championship. Did you know that?
I think they show him dancing and doing stuff like that in the movie Dragon.
Yeah. I think they do, actually. You're right. He was also an accomplished dancer. But you got to expect that from a guy who can use his body so well, you know?
Right.
Like he just was so attuned to his own self. Like, it's so cool. Okay, and this one I thought was just so cool. I didn't know this. But here we go. You're 1.5 out of 2 so far, Drake. Not too shabby.
Right.
Here we go. Question number 3. What is notable about the frame rate in Bruce Lee's Kung Fu movies, the frame rate in which Bruce Lee's Kung Fu movies were shot in? What is notable about the frame rate?
I mean, I would guess then because of his fast movement, is it shot at a higher frame rate than most? Like most movies are like, 24 frames per second, I think. Are his higher than that then?
I mean, it's sort of right. Like I think you're thinking correctly, but you said it incorrectly. Like, so yeah, basically most Kung Fu movies, especially like in the 70s and stuff, they actually sped up the frame rate, to make it seem like they were moving faster. However, Bruce Lee was so fast that they had to slow the frame rate down in order to, actually see what he was doing. So like you were super close, like, and 24 is, you know, that's what 24 frames a second is what like TV and movies is. Yeah. And that is like what they would speed them up to 30, like other Kung Fu movies, but they kept his down because he was too fast. I don't know. I thought that was super cool.
He was fast.
So I'm also going to give you 0.5 on that one. So you are 2 out of 3 this week, Jerry.
Okay.
2 out of 3, even though you got some of each question correct. Well, Shell, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Kung Fu Heroes for the NES?
I do. I'll tell you a very little bit because that's all I got.
That's fine. I could not find shit about this game.
Right. So, yeah, Kung Fu Heroes, known in Japan as Chinese Hero, apparently, and part of the series Super Chinese,
which American audiences seems might weird. Recognize as the Ninja Boy series, like Super Boy. This is part of that series.
And yeah, that's the name of the series then?
That's the name of the series here in North America. But
I thought that was like just one game that was like this. There was, or maybe it was something else. There was somebody's comment on Amazon on in one of the reviews that was like, this is not Super Ninja Boys. I thought it was, or like, that's the sequel to this game.
Well, yeah, it's not. It's not. It's just in the same universe as Super Ninja Boy. Okay. Like, it's like the same, you know, characters or something. But like, but also these, like, Lee, what are your names? In,
Jackie and Lee.
Like, they are not they are not Super Ninja Boy, but
gotcha.
But they're of the same universe or something. Anyway,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this game was originally released in 1984 in Japan in arcades, and then it was eventually ported to the NES in North America in 1989. It is developed by
5 years later.
Yeah. Well, technically, I guess now it's actually, I looked up right before we started recording, it is developed and published by the same company. It's just their name changed in between developing it and publishing it here in North America.
Yes, so, they did.
So it's made by Culture Brain, but when they first developed the game, they were called Nihon Game.
Yeah, and they made the arcade game, right?
Yeah. And then in 87 or so, I think it was 87, they changed their name to Culture Brain.
Okay.
So, like, Wikipedia has it listed that the game is developed by Nihon Game and published in North America by Culture Brain, but really it's the same company. And they changed their name in between development and publishing.
And publishing, right. Oh, that could have been a trivia question. Dang. Oh, well.
As far as individual people and stuff who worked on the game, I have no idea. I couldn't find a single name anywhere. I watched the like very end of multiple playthroughs, hoping somebody
would watch the credits,
like, credits or something. I don't. Maybe there just aren't credits at the end of the game. That wasn't always a thing games did back in the day.
Yeah. So. Especially, this is kind of an early one. So like,
especially maybe it being a port of like arcade games.
Yeah.
An arcade game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have no idea who worked on this game, composers or anything, but we still have music we can listen
to. We do have some music.
I just don't know who to accredit it to.
Well, should we listen to some of these mystery folks' jams right now?
Let's do it.
And we're back. It actually kind of slaps. Like,
it does, yeah.
It all sounds very similar, but, and it's all 12 bar blues, which is really weird. It's like surf rock, but it's the 12 bar blues riff. Like, it really is. Like, I don't know.
That's almost, I guess. Yeah, that's like Spy Hunter.
Yeah.
When I listened to it, I was like, this. I know, like, this sounds very similar to something else, and I think it's Spy Hunter,
which is, it's 12 bar blues, is what it is. But it's, I don't know. I think it's really good. It's not incredibly detailed, but I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
it's all really good. But yeah, like you said, it's just kind of a running bass line almost the whole time, like just a riff, and it's great.
Yeah
you could turn all these songs into like
sweet surf rock songs.
Sweet songs.
Yeah.
So otherwise it's a, you know, it's a beat 'em up essentially, where you're playing as Jackie and Lee trying to save Princess Min Min.
Yep, Princess Min Min,
and also recover these 10 stolen treasures. that got, I guess, taken away by whoever the bad guys are.
Right. That's how you rescue Min Min, right? Right. Like, yeah.
I think so. You got to find these treasures and then you can go to the final.
Yeah. And like the way it works castle. Is like there's enemies on each level is like one
so each
screen.
Each level is it's like a single screen thing and enemies will just kind of constantly keep spawning until you kill enough to open the door
and
at
from
the top, like out of the level.
And from what I understand, you actually have to kill enough enemies in a certain amount of lives in order to open the door. But I couldn't understand if that just meant like, you know, before you're at zero, like, right. I don't know. It was worded weirdly what I read, but, yeah. Well, what do you think? Should we play this game?
Yeah, we might as well.
Let's do it.
Get a shot for it.
Oh, yes. We better do some shots here. So, revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Oh, it's very hard to be in sync with cilantro. Like sometimes we nail it, and I feel like lately we've been trying too hard to be in sync. but that's fine. The whiskey's going down real easy today, I'll tell you that much. easier than it should probably, but here we are.
Well, you might as well just keep on drinking it then.
So this game is one player or two player. From what I understand, the one player is pretty lackluster, but two player, it becomes like the greatest game you've ever played. That's what I read, basically. It was like one player, meh. Two player is fucking amazing. Like,
all right, so we should just play
I think we should just play two player, yep. Like, let's not even attempt a one player run.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. Oh, I thought we started.
That was demo screen. Okay, here, now we're going.
Now we're going. Okay, here we go. Kung Fu Heroes. Chinese Heroes, is that what this is called?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Chinese Hero. Or...
Chinese Hero. Okay, A is punch. Oh, B is jump. You do a flippy jump.
Oh, I just kicked two guys' asses.
Oh, I just stood on my head and I got destroyed. I don't know what just happened.
So jump at a guy and then punch right as you're like landing.
Oh,
on him,
yeah, it does.
Them.
Oh, you can also just punch them. These first guys. Oh, you know what we're also supposed to be doing is breaking rocks. We should break these rocks. You can get items if you break the rocks. And that's what you want to do.
Yeah, apparently it only takes like what one hit from these guys to take you down or something.
It does. I died once too.
I died.
Oh, and I'm dead now here too. Like, how many lives do we get?
I don't know.
I'm gonna break all these rocks. Oh man, I got
doors open.
I got a box. I don't know what it did. Should we get to the door? Do we both have to get in the door or? Oh boy, I'm in. Oh, just one of us.
Just takes us both. Yep. Okay. You went in and it took us both there.
Dude, we did it.
Smashing rocks.
We just fucked.
Oh, beat a level.
We beat a level. 1-2. Here we go. Bring it on. That was kind of fun.
Whoa.
That guy had a crazy spear.
He's got like a spear.
There's like a piranha plant walking around here. Like, he just destroyed me. What is that thing? I don't like it. I squished him. Don't worry.
You squished him?
I squished him. I squished him good. Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
I squished him too.
One shot and these guys just get you.
Right?
Yeah. Apparently,
you don't have super range on just your regular punches.
Oh, you know what? I did read another thing, but I couldn't confirm it, so I didn't make it my. One of my questions, but apparently, sound effects are reused in this game. So, like when you get an extra life or something, or when you break a rock, it makes the one up noise from Mario. But I don't think that's true. Oh, I'm dead. I'm not even back right now.
Oh, I might. Oh, no.
Nope. You got to get to that door.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fuck these guys. Oh, my God. You did it. Jurek is the superior Kung Fu Heroes player.
I don't know how many lives I have then.
There's so many numbers at the top of the screen. And
I know. I don't know what any of those numbers mean.
Oh, my God. Jurek, you're a solo mission here. Can I, like, continue if I press start or something? No. I should have looked up like codes or something.
Ooh, one up.
Let's see. You got a one up.
I have four lives, I think.
It did not make a...
That was definitely not a Mario one-up.
That was not a Mario one-up sound. That's why it didn't seem right. And it said that, like, when you get hit or when you kill a guy, or I can't remember when it was, but he makes the sound Link makes when you get hit in The Legend of Zelda. But I think this reviewer was just somebody who didn't know what they were talking about. Well, you're stuck in a thing.
Oh, it's a coffin guy.
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Manual. Mr. Coffin is his name.
Something.
Oh, did you read the manual too?
I did, because I've learned you sometimes ask questions about the manual.
I do.
So I'm trying to remember to look up the manual sometimes.
I do indeed.
So I can get some answers.
Oh, okay. If you hold A when dying, press start when game over appears. I can't continue though. You're on a solo mission here. But you're fucking,
I'm gonna beat the game.
You are going to beat the game. In fact, I also read a thing that was like the game is like not easy, but like doable.
Oh my God, what is this thing?
That is a very extremely dangerous enemy and you need some items to kill this guy. I think you can only get him with the sword. I don't remember what his name is. It's like Digimon or something like that. I don't think it's Digimon, but
that's a totally different thing.
It's like Ukimon, or I can't remember what it is. It's like something weird, but like Mon for monster, I think. Mm. Oh, see, you squished him.
Yeah, it seems like you got to jump on it.
Can you kill the coffins or?
I can't. It doesn't.
Oh, he got you with his spear.
He did. It doesn't seem like you can kill the coffins.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it!
Whoops. That was me. I pressed start on that one. Okay, reset.
Is there any level codes or anything?
Let's see. There's two codes. We can continue game, hold A when dying, press start when game over appears.
Okay, well, it's too late.
Or we can get 1,000,000 points easily. And if you die only on the following levels, you will get 1,000,000 points. 1-3, 2-2, 3-2, 3-4, 4-1, and 5-1. So
that's
literally the most unhelpful thing I've ever read.
I don't care. Why would I care about points?
I don't know. There's no level select or anything, so I think we should just.
All right.
Let's do this. We can.
I'm just gonna need you to get
to
better.
Not die right away. Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I made it, you know, through a few levels without you. Any help from you?
Here we go. No, I helped on the first couple levels.
I know.
I died a bunch of times when I was learning the controls. I mean, come on. Got to cut me some slack here.
I was learning the controls, too. I wasn't. Oh, now I died.
Yeah, I know you were. I was also just making excuses for my poor play.
Oh, God damn it. Now I fell in the water. Now I'm the one that's going to die.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
I've died twice already.
Oh, man. These guys just never stop coming.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. It is kind of fun, though. I don't know. It's fun jumping around.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Being like a kung fu hero here. Oh, my God. I'm breaking all the rocks. I'm getting boxes.
I could see this game being more fun in like the arcades.
Yeah, I can too. Oh, I'm dead. Okay.
Oh, damn it. Let's... Me too. I died three times.
Oh, did you? I only died once. I can't tell which of the numbers up there are your lives.
The weird face thing next to four.
Okay.
I have three now.
What are the K? Like, there's a K is one of the symbols. I don't know.
I thought it would be like kills, but that there's no way it's kills because I've killed way more than four people.
Oh, my God.
So I have no clue.
Oh, God. They just punch you once and you just get wrecked.
I know. You just get getting hit by a guy.
I've died like 100 times. Like, this is the level I cannot beat. 1-2, impossible. See, like,
well,
you just jump into their spears.
Yeah, you really got to time the spear jumps.
Oh,
yeah,
you know
these
what?
Guys with spears.
God, I suck at this game. I'm dead already. Oh, you are too.
Oh,
hold A and press start.
It's too late.
Well, do it now. Like, I don't know.
it made it sound like when you're dying, and then you
no,
press...
1-2.
Oh.
Here we go.
Wait. Oh, weird.
There we go. We did it. We did it.
I thought you made it sound like when you're...
It says when you're dying, but I don't know.
Yeah, and
it's
then
it just
to
seems
hit start
like...
on the game over screen.
Yeah, like that's what it seemed like. Oh, man, these spear
but it
guys
seemed,
just
yeah,
fuck
it seemed
you.
To work.
Oh, come on. You can get double teamed? Ugh. I squished a plant, though, so don't worry.
All right, I got a spear guy.
And I'm dead already.
And I got whatever this is.
I literally cannot be one, too. It's the most... Oh, you got a sweet gun. What is that? Is it... You got a fireball. Like
I don't know. I got, like, fire flower power.
You do have fire flower power. Do you have ammo for that thing, or are you just...
No idea.
Is it...
I must have had ammo.
Yeah, because it's over. Okay, well, not too shabby,
Just going to punch some guys and...
Oh, Jurek, we have a discussion question this week.
Okay.
Let's see here. Where is it now? I got to find... Open the right tab here. What the fuck? Oh, here it is. Okay.
Something about cake.
You know it. So here we go. Where is it? What is the most superior cake on this planet? What do you think is the best cake, Drake? How are you so good at this game?
I don't know.
I don't either. Do you have like 8 more lives than I do? Because like, why would like, no. I feel like I'm not being that reckless. I don't know, but I probably am.
Clearly.
I just keep jumping at guys trying to get them.
Well, that's what I'm doing too.
Like, are you breaking rocks and getting items? I think that's what my problem is. I keep trying to break rocks and then I get hit.
I just gave up on breaking rocks.
But a thing I read was like you need to break rocks.
Yeah,
like
I saw something about that too.
Items. Wow. Oh, there's your one up.
One up.
Oh my God, get it. Oh, you got it.
I got it.
But now you're coffined. Fuck. Okay, most superior cake on this planet. What is the best cake? My initial thought on best cake on the planet is... by the way, Revelers, this is a Ask Reddit question that was suggested to us by Reveler Johnny K. So just want to give credit where credit is due here. But my initial thought on best cake, like I love fucking angel food cake. I don't know. I think it's so good. That like weird spongy shit. Like
when I was a child, that may have been my answer.
Oh, but now that you're a man, what?
Well, no, I mean, it's just that, yeah, that used to be what I would always have for my birthday and stuff.
Is angel food?
Angel food cake.
Or is it ice cream cake? Is that the best?
Nope. The correct answer is carrot.
Oh, carrot cake. Okay. I do like a good carrot cake. I have a great carrot cake story. So,
I know
like 10 years ago or something, I went to this fundraiser for a theater company in town, and they had a cakewalk, and I did the cakewalk, and I won a cake. I won a carrot cake, and so I had this whole carrot cake, and then me and 3 friends, we went to a Minnesota Wild hockey game, and we got lit up at the hockey game. Like, we had a lot of drinks, right? And we came back. After the game, like I lived in downtown St. Paul where XL Energy Center is. And like, so we walked back to my apartment and this cake was there. And me and 2 of the friends I was with, we ate the entire cake with our bare hands, drunk as fuck, drunk as fuck. We didn't, no plates, no forks, no nothing. We just devoured this cake with our bare hands. While our fourth friend, who happens to be our producer, Nathan does not
like carrot cake.
No, he doesn't like carrot cake, but also he couldn't have any carrot cake because he was in the bathroom puking the entire time.
Oh.
Yeah, if you hold A and press start, though, we'll be able to continue there. I think. I don't know. But yeah, that's my carrot cake story.
Four.
We ate the whole thing with our bare hands. It was hilarious. That's a shout out to Timmy and Kelly, who probably do not listen to this show, but
no, probably not.
But that's okay. Carrot cake, huh?
God, just stay away from this guy. We can't kill him.
Yeah, I think you need the sword to kill this guy. I'm also completely and utterly dead.
Stay away from him.
I can't stay away. He's chasing me. Oh, my God.
Just stay up here.
Okay, he's gone. The good thing about that guy is he shoots these things, but it seems like he can only kill you with the things he shoots. He doesn't kill you by touching you,
okay,
which is good. Like, oh, my God, these coffin guys are the worst.
Yeah.
This is my first encounter with them. And
yeah, I know, because you haven't made it this far.
Nope, and I'm already dead already.
Oh God, game over.
Yep.
Come on, man.
I suck at Kung Fu Heroes.
Get anywhere.
I don't know. You're dead too already. Oh my God, how the
it's
fuck?
Like, and that's all there are here. And I can't figure out how to kill these
guys. You need to break rocks and get items. That's how you do it. Like that's
none of these rocks have items.
Some of them do. Some of them do. Oh man, you are dead AF. No, you must have like 80 more guys than me.
No, I just die less than you.
I just don't understand how. Like, I'm not doing anything different than you are. I guess I am. I'm getting hit by shit. I don't know. I also do love an ice cream cake, is all I'm saying. You know, like a good Dairy Queen ice cream cake? Goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit's baller.
I can dig that.
But I think like real cakes, I do love a carrot cake. I won't lie. Even though like... carrots are not my favorite vegetable, you know, like,
oh no, mine. I mean, I like carrots.
I like like,
they're not the best vegetable, but you
I'm
know,
not a
you
huge
shred
fan.
Them up and mix them with apparently flour and sugar and
yeah
cream cheese frosting and
oh you didn't
you got, oh
oh what oh, happens wait. Yeah, just hold A and press start, maybe we continue. I don't know,
it went to the
yeah yep, 1-4 sweet.
We can't beat 1-4 though. 1-4 is
1-4 is literally impossible.
It's impossible. Nobody's ever made it further than 1-4, I'm pretty sure. Oh God, these spear guys, man.
Man.
These coffin guys. It's just it's like
perfect. Oh, it did. It did make a one-up noise just now. When I got it, when I hit the rock. It wasn't exactly a one-up noise, but it was close. Oh my God. Why did all the guys just I think he hit me with his thing.
Yeah, just kind of try to stay away from
him. I'm trying. All right, Drake. I don't know how to stay away from this
guy. And
then
eventually he just kind of goes off
screen. He just goes away. Oh, this
yeah,
rock is...
Yeah, I hate that these... Whatever these weird things on the ground are, you can't just punch them. You have to, yeah, jump on them. But yeah, some
oh,
of these rocks
you can,
then shoot
the
things.
Rocks are like projectiles.
Yeah, not all of them, though.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know how to tell which ones...
are the right ones, yeah. Like, these ones up here.
You still can't kill the like coffin guys with those. I shot one directly at one of these coffin dudes down here. Oh,
what's happening?
This thing like teleports you back and forth between these two things.
What thing? Oh, that doorway there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm dead now. I'm the first one dead this
yes!
time.
Yes. I am literally the greatest Kung Fu Hero player of all time.
Let's not get crazy
here.
Now watch, you'll beat this level.
I hope so. I hope so too.
Because then we can start at the next level.
I know.
Otherwise, we're just infinitely stuck here on level 1-4.
No, I died. Nope. No. I was so close, I feel. Is there like a... Oh, what is that fist in the middle? Is that how many guys we have to kill? Up top,
it's hard to say.
It is very hard to say.
Let's see what that number starts at.
No,
it just says 2.
It just says 2. Oh man, see, I keep trying to punch the plants, and I think
you can't
that's,
punch them. You have to jump on.
I know. I think that's why I keep dying. Okay,
wow,
here's
this guy came quick.
He did come quick. Oops, I meant to shoot that at him.
Yeah, it does.
Did you hear that noise?
Yeah, I did.
Like
it did sound kind of similar.
If you just hit these,
I feel
these,
like
they're
also like a coin sound.
Those are like, yeah. And they are literally, yeah, that was a Mario noise. Like, okay, so I mean, it's like, and that is a coin sound. These blocks up here are like infinite blocks. They never break. They just keep giving out items. Oh, you killed me.
What?
You killed me with that block.
My bad.
Well, what the
Didn't
F?
Know that happened. How did it shot the thing at you?
Yeah, the block slid down the screen and I died.
Oh.
When it hit me. Right. I think like I don't think it was anything else, but
God, I'm dead.
Okay, now that fist says 3, so I don't know what that means.
I don't know what.
Oh man,
I'm
dead
too.
I don't
know what any of these numbers mean.
I don't either. What does E mean?
Like,
enemy.
I don't know.
E
what
stands
is...
for enemy. What happens what is
like, what is the K? What is the money? Like, it's a money bag, it looks like. But what do we spend money on?
I don't know. Okay.
We had four monies.
We had 4 monies? Well, I keep
it
getting...
It looks like a money bag.
I keep
there,
getting
kind of?
Money bags. Like, I keep... Like,
I know. I feel like I've gotten money bags as well.
They call me money bags.
Nobody calls you that.
No, nobody does. I've never had any money in my entire life.
People have called me that.
I know. You,
yourself included.
Myself included. That is correct. Oh, man. I tried to fight him. I tried to fight him. Don't try and fight the bag.
This is just an infinite brick. And yeah. I've gotten some monies out of it.
Yeah.
And other things, but I don't
These
know.
Two up here are both infinite bricks.
Yeah. These spear guys. Okay. Apparently, 1-4 is...
It's impossible.
Most impossible
it
level.
Literally
nobody,
is.
Nobody can beat this level.
I can.
And I don't, yeah, I don't know if there's an indicator to let us know when we're, like, getting close to beating the level.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of numbers at the top, and
there
I don't
is,
know what any of them mean.
We don't know what any of them mean.
We're just slowly trying to guess as things happen. None of it seems to be true.
None of it seems to be true. Okay. I feel like this door's got to open up pretty soon, right?
Like, okay, I don't know. I feel like I've killed a lot of guys. I just want to know how to kill those coffin
guys. The coffin guys. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what we can't figure out.
They just grab you, and that. But
oh, you can. I think you can. Can you kill them when you slide the blocks?
No, because I shot one directly in their faces a couple times,
oh.
And they just kept on coming.
All right, well. Yep, you're right. I just got fucked by that guy. All right. Oh, my God. Squished a plant, though. They call me the plant squisher.
Oh, you did. Yep, you killed me with a block.
Oh, I killed you with a block. Sorry, yeah. Bro. It sucks that friendly fire's on. Also, this
Only
fucking
with
guy,
that. I think we can, like, punch each other and nothing happens.
Yeah, but blocks can kill you.
Yeah.
You need to use these transport doors, and then it's super easy. Like, just go in them when he gets near you. Yeah, there's like transport doors. Oh my God, Spearman, are you fucking kidding
right?
me?
Right? They're the worst.
Get off of me. No! No! Oh, these coffin. I'm so sick of Mr. Coffin.
I know. This game was going so well and so smoothly, and then it really hit
it
a roadblock.
It really hit
right
a roadblock. Jesus.
1-4.
My God. All right. I think
that difficulty really spiked on us.
It really did.
Four levels in.
Jesus. All right. I killed a plant. Fuck that plant. Okay. Why does he come sometimes super quickly?
I don't know what the rationale for this guy spawning is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's back. Okay. Oh, no. No.
I jumped right into his
No. These fucking guys. Oh, my God. Here we go. I think you have to... Oh, my God. This is so intense. It's like... You just, like, have to, like...
Just like camping.
It's just like camping, dude.
Oh, my God. Get off me. Oh. Goddamn coffin, man.
Oh, my God. Run. These coffin guys are the worst. You just have to mash out, right? Like, that's what I'm doing. I don't...
Oh. I thought I had that guy.
Here we go. I'm going to... Don't get hit by this. Oh. Okay, come on up.
I'm dead.
Oh, whoa. That coffin... Or this fucking spear guy almost got me. Oh, my God. You're dead? So
yeah,
what you're saying
dead.
Is I got to do this myself? Oh, yeah. And I jumped right into his fucking spear.
I know.
But I'm not dead. I have more guys now.
I know.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Oh, my God. No, I got two coffin men
you
on
got
me.
Got two coffin guys on you. All right, come on. I believe in you.
Ah! This is so... What the fuck? Would you just get off of me for like 2 seconds?
It's just like all you can do just to stay away from...
It really is.
Damn coffin.
When is that fucking door going
to
open?
Yeah, I don't know how many guys you have to kill in this level.
A million, apparently.
Seems like a lot.
It seems like
killed.
You have to like kill a coffin guy, and I don't know
it
how to.
It must be, but I don't know how to do that.
I don't either.
And because we don't have a sword, right?
No,
I don't know how to
but you
get a sword.
Oh my God!
Like
no,
I don't know how to kill him either.
Everything is the worst. This game is very hard. I wouldn't be opposed to being done.
Yeah.
It might be but a little earlier than normal, but that's okay. Just a couple minutes.
Fine.
Like
we're just stuck on this level.
We're stuck on 1-4. 1-4 is the most impossible level in Kung Fu Heroes. Revelers, if you can beat it, you need
Possibly
to tell us.
The most difficult level in any video
in
game
any
ever made.
Any video game. It's literally the hardest one. Oh my God. It's more impossible than Yooka-Laylee's impossible lair.
Yep.
Holy fuck. Good call, Drake. I didn't even have a shot board for final shots for final thoughts because we stopped a little bit.
Obviously, we got a that always comes when we're done.
It does. You're right.
Shot.
You're right. All right. So I guess it's time for final shots for final thoughts. You ready?
I am now.
All right. Here we go. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Man, that whiskey's going down easy today. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, they say. Okay, Drake.
They do say that.
How many Mr. Coffins out of 10 do you give Kung Fu Heroes on the NES?
I mean, up through level 1 through 3, 1-3.
It was fun as fuck. I was having a good time. Like
all of a sudden, I don't know what. Was what happened all of a sudden?
Like, I feel like we were. I feel like something we weren't doing something correctly. Like,
clearly,
we weren't using special moves or something.
I don't know how to use special moves.
I know we should have looked it up. Like
I mean, I picked up the fireball thing in one of the levels, and it just automatically put it on me, and I just pressing A, I was throwing fireballs.
Yeah.
So I didn't do anything special.
All right, so you can do the flip kick.
But I don't know how I picked it up.
Oh, like, is that okay? So you can do
something obvious that we were just not doing.
Well, I don't know. So you can do the flip kick if you press the B button with the D pad. You flip kick in the direction pressed. Enemies or pickup items. Attack enemies or pick up items by landing on them. A kick cannot attack blocks, but can reveal treasures hidden in the ground. The speed and direction can be changed
doing when we flip then,
but then there's, if you press the B button without the D pad, you perform a miracle kick, which is the number available or the number of miracle kicks available is displayed next to the K symbol. So that's K for kicks, K for kicks. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. And then if you press A and B together without the D pad, you cause a P ball to be created on the play field. This requires 6 money bags. And if you press A and B together with the D-pad, you draw or put away the sword. The sword must be found first. Okay. So, like, I feel like, I don't know. I'm just reading a guide now. I don't know. Are we playing?
I just wanted to try out a kick or something, but I don't have any kicks.
Oh, we don't have any kicks right now, so we got to get some kicks. I
can't get away from these damn coffins.
I mean, the coffins are impossible. Oh my god.
Like, I had kicks before.
This guy's crazy. Oh man, that thing is scary. This, like, giant, like,
I don't know what he is.
He's like a monster. I'm dead as fuck. I'm just literally game over already. Like, how is that possible?
I have no idea.
Like, I only had one life. That's weird, unless I somehow died. Oh, I think I died. I didn't realize we were playing, so I probably got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Kinda, like,
you just started it again. All right. Anyway, so wait, how many, what did I say? How many Mr. Coffins out of 10 do you give Kung Fu Heroes?
Let's see.
Hard to say when you're concentrating super hard on beating level 1-4, but.
Right.
I feel like I had only one life there. I don't know. Something was weird. Anyway, I'm going to get, while you're playing this, I'll give my rating here. How about I'm going to give Kung Fu Heroes. I mean, I didn't not have fun with it. So,
right.
But I think I'm still going to give it like a 6.5. Like,
that's
super
about
awesome.
Where I was thinking it's
like, it's not quite in the upper tier.
I feel like I would enjoy it possibly more in an arcade, but at the same time, I'd probably be like, well, dad, I'm just done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw more quarters into this machine.
It seems like this would steal your quarters really fast, you know, and which, and you know, is what they were designed to do. Yeah. But, I don't know. And it is more like, I couldn't, this game one player is garbage, but two player is kind of fun. And we because we both had some time playing one player in two player mode.
Yes. I mean, the design is all fairly simplistic. It's, you know, it's just single screen.
Yeah.
Levels that you just kill a bunch of enemies and then go out the door.
But it seems like there should be a counter or something. I don't know what that fist means in the middle. I don't know.
It seems like they're,
See, like these guys, they're punching it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like we're watching the demo and they're punching that monster.
It just seemed too scary to get near him.
It did. Maybe you have to kill that monster. Maybe that's how you beat the level.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
I mean, it was 1-4 and then it looked like there was in because it kind of brings you in between levels. There's kind of like a spiral
there's a little map
world map essentially thing. So it seems like 1-4 is the end of 1. So maybe that's the boss.
Yeah, and actually it is. Oh, it is because
to kill him then.
Yeah, you.
I don't know.
Yeah. From what I read, you go through 4 levels and then, or like every 4 levels, then you go to the next world. So like we next would be 2-1, you know, after
right
after
so we
1-4.
Had to kill that weird.
That weird guy, which
like walrus monster.
I kind of wanna look it up real fast here. Like I feel like the manual will tell us about the monster, but
it tells you a bit. Yeah.
It did tell us about it. You're just Mr. Yanni McYonerson over here today.
Man, I've been up since 4:50 this morning.
Jesus. I had to be to
work. Bed a little later last night than intended because... Because
you were watching the new Justice League? Fuck
no,
yeah.
I'm not. I'm going to be hard-pressed to watch a 4-hour-long movie that's not called Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I'll sit down and watch Lord of the Rings. All day. And
okay.
It'll take me all day.
Yeah, it will. Okay, so I think that guy is called the Unigon. And and he will give you chase, but escape him with your miracle kick is what the thing says.
I don't know how to do a miracle kick, though.
You need Ks. You got to get Ks.
I don't know how to get Ks. I had Ks at certain points in the game, but I don't know how I acquired them.
Oh, and you got to take advantage of the gun balls you get. Your enemies can't use their beams.
What the fuck is a gun ball?
I don't know. This game is
very
complicated.
Is that like my fireballs?
Yeah, a gun ball. Question balls. Gun. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the question. I don't know what any of the power-ups things we were picking up are. When you're breaking bricks, there's like question mark things and money bags and weird just like colorful balls.
There's X's. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what any of them are. All
right. Well, anyway, I'm going to give Kung Fu
Clearly
Heroes.
This game is something you need to play more of.
Yeah,
you really need to know it,
I guess. Like, I don't know. From what I understand, what I read, though, I thought we would at least be able to get farther than 1-4, but apparently not. Apparently not. I mean, this is an NES game, so...
I mean, to be fair, we made four levels in.
We did make it 4 levels in.
I know.
In,
I
so.
Love it. So at the hospital, I think it was me or somebody else said, to be fair. And then there's a radiologist that works there. So sometimes like when we're doing certain procedures, like the actual radiologist, like doctor is there performing the procedure with us.
Yeah.
And so there's one doctor who, I mean, he must be mid-50s or something.
Yeah.
I said, or one of the other people said, to be fair. And he's like, to be fair.
To be fair.
He's like, whenever I hear to be fair, all I can think of is Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
It's like, holy, you watched Letterkenny?
Yeah, of course, man. It's fucking hilarious. Like, you know, Letterkenny is so fucking good. To be fair, I just love how like they're like these hicks in like, you know, backwater Canada, but they're like they're so fucking progressive. It's insane. You know, like I just love it so much. Anyway, Kung Fu Heroes, maybe not the greatest game, but also not the worst game. You know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I
had fun, you know, like I don't think I
certainly played worse games.
Yeah. Yeah. Jurek, what did other people think of Kung Fu Heroes?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. Okay. That's fair.
I'm trying to see. I forgot to look up if there's any
Amazon reviews.
No, speedruns.
Oh, speedruns. I bet there is. I bet somebody sped run this game.
I can't find one.
You cannot find one. Maybe nobody can beat this game, and that's why it's not the hidden gem. Oh, you watched a YouTube video where someone did it. So maybe
like
that was the speedrun.
Somebody made it to the end. So
how long was the YouTube video?
I don't know, like 30 minutes.
Then I'm going to say 30 minutes is the record speedrun.
Yeah, apparently.
Yep.
So apparently we did. Here's another game. We just gotta play it, record good. It, and get a time written down, and
and then we'll do it. Yep. And then we win.
This and Clue Clue Land.
Oh yeah, Clue Clue Land. No, Clue Clue Land. We have to do as a team. We have to do that right. Two player. This one, well, I guess we could get any record then. We could get the two-player speed run. We could get the single player. Single player Kung Fu Heroes seems like not that fun. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Kung Fu Heroes, could they do that?
Yeah, you can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
Yanni McYannerson over here. Yeah. And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I don't know. We just love to hear from you. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think though that is about it for this week. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts or whatever you can rate it on.
No one knows.
Well, we don't even know.
45
episodes. Jesus Christ.
And we still don't know how podcasts work.
No, we have no idea. Well, we know how podcasts work. We just don't know how podcast services work. You know, like.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
We found Kung Fu Heroes.
What do you
speed
mean?
Run.
Oh, you did. Nice. What? Oh, did you search like Super Chinese or?
No, you just have to put Kung Dash.
Oh, Kung Dash Fu. Yeah.
Fu.
Yep.
Okay,
there are
two times for any percents. So the number one time is by runner 8-Bit Steve.
Oh, 8-Bit Steve. Yeah, I've followed his career with great interest.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. 8-Bit Steve. 8-Bit Steve can speed run this game. This is a single player speed run?
I assume so. There's only one name.
Because it's only
generally if
only 8-Bit Steve. Unless, do you think 8-Bit Steve is so good he's playing with two controllers?
That's definitely a possible.
Fuck. Okay, I'm going to say he can beat Kung Fu Heroes in 24 minutes and 13 seconds.
Okay, way lower. Ignore that I saw a run at 30 okay. minutes.
That's what I was basing
that
on.
That was not a speed run.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Not even close.
The actual speed run is I would say 10 minutes and 9 seconds, I think is right.
Even faster.
6 minutes and 43 seconds.
Close. You were 1 minute off, about 7 minutes and 47 seconds.
Oh, damn it. That's fast, though. Like, we couldn't get past 1-4.
Any percent co-op. No score. No time.
No score. Let's do it. We should become co-op speedrunners.
All we have to do is beat the game co-op and record it and submit a time, and we will be world record holders.
All we got to do is beat it. Jurek, if this podcast has proven anything, it's that we can't beat shit.
Hey, we've beat a couple games.
That's correct. We have beat a couple games in the hour allotted on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we could beat more games if we had more than an hour. But
right.
You know, and honestly, that hour timeline is what we put on ourselves.
Yes.
But
if we wanted to beat more games, we probably could.
We could.
I mean,
yeah.
Still not
speed run
a ton of
world
games
record
that we
game.
That we
yeah.
play, but you know,
yeah. But we could.
But we've beaten a few here and there.
We have.
I think like 3 or something.
Now I'm fucking Yanni. What the fuck is going on here? This is the Yanni podcast. Everybody, smooth jazz coming your way. Oh, you know, I only played this once.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
So fucking good. That song is so good. I love it so much. I just, I don't know. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week, though.
It is indeed.
Do you want to take us out, Jurek?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, black belts.
Game on, black belts. We did it, Trick. We are out.
Barely.
Barely.